Text, Crown Media Productions. Title, South Beach Love. Text, William Levy. Taylor Cole. Ariel Yasmin, Giselle Torres. Justin Smith, Caridad Ravello, Roberto Escobar. Casting by Penny Perry, Lori Wyman. Music by Cindy O'Connor. Edited by Keith Reamer AZE. Production designer, Steve Erdberg.
Garlic shepherd's pie, up!
A waitress takes plates from a counter. Sarah smiles. Text, costume designer, Leslie Herman. Director of photography, Michael May. Produced by Elaine Schneiderman Schmidt.
Javi
hands off a plate.
Oh, careful with that, Kev. A truffle's worth more than my car.
Well, your car is 10 years old and the windows don't roll down.
Well, they roll down. You just can't roll them back up. You know, I have bigger things in my mind right now.
Oh, anywhere from financing?
Yeah, the loan was too small.
You'll get the next place.
Garlic, chicken, and cabbage up. Two more orders for the lamb.
Oh, we're 86.
Seriously, where is
he?
Brother
to the rescue!
Thank you. Oh, great. Here.
All right.
Yeah. Breakfast de pollo. What do you think?
Not bad.
Yeah, I've been working on it for Lola's Quintanilla. I'm telling her tonight that I'm cooking for the party.
Nice. About that.
Yeah.
Can we talk?
Sure. Yeah. Outside?
Yeah.
About this?
Yeah.
I cannot believe she's turning 15. Doesn't it feel like yesterday we were combing pink frosting out of her hair?
Yeah, so, well, yeah, there's been a couple minor changes to the party. It's now a week from Friday.
Oh, wow. So that's in, like, 10 days.
Mm-hmm. And it's at the Biscayne Club.
Oh, okay, so it's not in the backyard anymore.
Now, a manager's giving me a sweet deal.
Great.
But the big venue, now Dolores can invite all her relatives.
What do you mean by all her relatives?
Well, you know, the guest list, it's just a little, what's it? It's a lot bigger now that we have the club.
Like, how big?
Matt shakes his head.
It's reasonable. I don't know, Dolores has the exact number.
Okay. What, are we sure we want the Irish girl cooking for that many Cubans?
Relax. It's gonna be great.
Yeah. It's gonna be great.
This is why I became a chef.
Oh, that bad? Not to pile it on, but the cream delivery is late again.
You gotta be kidding. French restaurant without cream? I'll take care of it, Donna. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Hey, Maria, what's up?
Well, I am a little stressed with work and, you know, the quinceañera.
But I did finally choose a theme. It's gonna be Miami Spice,
which is traditional Cuban with a twist. Hello? Are you listening to me? Tony, the food has to be perfect.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's great. I mean, Miami Vice sounds good.
No! Miami Spice. Teresa's turning 15, not 50.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got it. Don't worry. Spice, twist, yeah. The fruit's gonna be amazing. Don't worry, okay?
Hey, I need to talk
to you about something when you get home. Are you still coming tomorrow?
Oh, yes, I'm coming for sure tomorrow.
I need some sun. I need a break. I need to get out of here for a while. I haven't been out of here for like 2 years, man.
Yeah, well, that is the blessing and the curse of a one-star chef. Is Anna coming with you?
Maria. Not this time. I'll explain that to you later.
Okay. Well, if you can, pass me your flight information, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye.
That's good.
Really? You're going to cook?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
You're so brave.
Cooking for 150 people, Aunt Sarah.
Oh, 150.
Oh, Matt didn't tell you?
Not exactly.
Got this.
Once word got around to the family, we couldn't say no to anyone.
Right. Well, cooking for a lot of people is what I do. This is gonna be great.
Recipes for my mother and grandmother.
Oh.
You can use them for the menu.
Oh, great. Thank you, Isabel. This is wonderful.
The theme's gonna be old Havana. Come, let me show you something.
I've never seen any of this.
My quince in Cuba. My party was small, but my dress was big.
Mommy made it herself.
Well, we wanted to give Lola something more extravagant than we could for Dolores.
Oh, check out Romeo. Hey.
Was he your boyfriend, Mom?
Romeo was Homero, my cousin. You've never met him.
But we didn't let her date.
Until
I met your brother in junior year when we moved to the neighborhood. Somehow I found the only Irish boy in Little Havana.
I still remember the first time you came here to the house. Yeah, I saw you and Matt kiss on the front porch.
Oh. Little did I know I'd end up living here someday. So how did the date change go over at school?
Oh, yeah.
I got a lot of RSVPs already.
Good. Except Teresa freaked when she found out at parties the night before hers.
Sounds like Teresa's acting like a princesa. What did she say?
She was just lame. And she kept bragging about how fancy her dress is.
Your dress is beautiful. The one she wanted was a little bit out of our budget.
It's fine, Mom. I have to go finish my homework.
I'll bring you some mariquitas, eh?
That's sad. Those two are such good friends.
I know.
Well, have you talked to Maria? I never hear from her anymore.
What? Why not?
She's too busy with her fancy new house in Coral Gables. We were best friends since high school. And she ditches me. Just like Tony did to you. Sorry, Sara, I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay. It was a long time ago.
Matt said he's coming home for Teresa's party. I think he might have a girlfriend.
And a star next to his name. Don't need to know much more than that. Dolores, there is something I'd like to do. With your blessing, of course.
Sara walks into Lola's room.
Hey, you.
Party stuff's kind of stressful, huh?
Totally.
I'm sorry. But you know your mom just wants you to have an amazing night.
Lola nods.
I remember the day I turned 15. When this was my room. I snuck out the window, and my dad found me at a bonfire with all my friends. Yeah, I was grounded for like a year.
No way.
Yeah, not advised.
Sara smiles at Lola.
I wish Grandma and Grandpa were here for this. You miss them.
I know, honey. We all do. We'll do something special to remember them at the party.
Hey. How would you feel if I bought your dress?
Sara looks up.
The one you really wanted.
A collage on the wall.
What? Seriously?
Seriously. You're my only niece. What else am I going to spend my money on?
But you're saving up for another restaurant. Oh,
don't you worry about that. How about we go to the dress shop on Saturday?
You're the best Aunt Sara.
Of course, sweetie.
Tony gets out of the backseat of a car.
There you are! What's up?
How are you?
Good to see you, baby. Good to see you guys so much. Hey, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I can't believe it's been 2 years.
I know.
Wait till you see the new house. It's beautiful. And Bobby's getting along so much better on the first floor.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. But I gotta tell you, I miss the old house. You know, whatever.
Hey. Everybody's very excited to see you. But Omami says you're going to have to wear a name tag because nobody's going to recognize you.
There's the guilt.
Hey, did you hear that Lola's having her quince on the same weekend as Teresa?
Yeah, Matt mentioned they were changing the date. You also told me that Sara has a restaurant in South Beach.
Yes, it's called Munch. I hear it's really good. You should check it out.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, wouldn't that be a little awkward?
Absolutely. But it depends if you guys want to try to be friends or not.
20 minutes here, my past is already haunting me. Do you want to talk to me about something?
I do, but let's get through this homecoming first.
Ta-da! Hello!
Hey,
Tony! Mom!
Yo. Tony hugs his dad.
What kind of son abandons his mother?
Oh, man, I miss you too.
And his mom.
You are too thin. Nobody wants a skinny chap.
Well, that's why I came here for 10 days, so you can fodder me up.
Hey, he's not skinny. Look, muscles.
Yo, Tony.
That's my girl right there.
I'm excited you're home.
Of course, I got to meet her biggest night.
Oh, don't remind me how big it is.
We're having her dress custom made, and we've hired the best choreographer in Miami for the dance.
Well, it sounds like business is really good, huh?
Come, I'm making all your favorites. Arroz frijoles negro.
That sounds good. I like it. Let's go.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
Man, that was good. I mean, I actually forgot how good your cooking is, huh?
Gracias.
Can't even breathe.
Lola smiles.
Now, why have you been avoiding us? Is it Anna?
No, no. Actually, we broke up.
What?
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't the right woman for you anyway.
No woman is the right woman, huh?
Tony smiles.
Never, never.
Hey, you guys, I have really good news.
Okay.
Savory South Florida Magazine is doing an upcoming feature on the quinceañera food scene, and they're using real families and their caterers. So, I submitted us, and we're in.
Wow.
Really? My party's gonna be in a magazine. Okay, this is way cool, right?
That's nice, but the menu's not even ready.
It's okay. I gave them the theme, and I told them that you're an award-winning chef, so... Please, Tio Tony. You can't say no to her.
Teresa looks at him coyly.
Okay.
Sarah rides a bike on the sidewalk. She parks it out front of a farmer's market. She takes off her pink helmet.
Yes.
She's been gone since the crack of dawn. She works too hard, like you.
¿Qué pasa, viejo? Dímelo.
How is everything at the restaurant?
Everything looks good. I checked in last night.
So what are you going to do this morning?
I don't know. I might go check out the old neighborhood.
Did you talk to Matt yet?
Not yet. I'll call him later.
Why don't you take El Presidente?
No way. Really? You sure?
You're a big shot now. You have to look the part.
Tony drinks from a mug.
I remember when we used to go to Ocean Drive on that car. We felt like we were such high rollers.
Well, gas was cheap. That was the only thing we could afford.
I am so glad you're home.
You too, Mom.
We love you.
Tony drives a red convertible down the street. He waves as he drives by a business. A sign reads, "Welcome to Calle 8 Miami." Sarah looks around the farmer's market. Bananas, oranges, tomatoes.
Just came out this morning.
Well, I don't need bread today, but...
Okay, well, next time.
Good to see you.
Tony drinks a cappuccino. Sarah makes a note in a pad. Tony walks into the farmer's market.
Maybe this will work in a trunk or warehouse.
Sarah sniffs fruit. She sees Tony.
Any help out there? It happens to me all the time, too.
Sarah stands up with her mouth open.
Sarah?
Tony!
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing? You look...
Good, yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I heard about the restaurant. I mean, congratulations on that.
And your restaurant.
Thank you.
Wow.
I mean, listen, I came to get some mangoes for my mom, and I actually think this is perfect. Are you taking these mangoes?
Oh, you're
so... All right, take them.
Okay, well, it was good seeing you.
Hey, do you mind if we go for a walk? You know, catch up a little bit? Please, I have some things I want to say.
Sure.
Tony smiles as they turn to walk out.
Listen, Sad, I meant what I said those years ago. I was very sorry. I still am.
I'm sorry I never responded. Guess I just wasn't ready to hear it back then.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. You know, the way I handle things.
Leaving me out of the blue with a rusty food truck and a broken heart? Yeah, I was upset. I mean, we had big plans. But, you know, eventually I realized you couldn't pass up an opportunity like that. You probably would have done the same thing.
Tony looks down.
Well, it seems you're doing great, though. How's the restaurant? Tell me about it.
It's small, but it has a fun vibe. It's kind of like what we talked about for our restaurant.
Fun, huh? Well, let me tell you, you're a lucky woman. Because fun isn't one of the main ingredients in my cooking these days.
Well, this is a tough business. Well, lucky you're getting some downtime.
If that's what you call it. Taking care of the food for Teresa's 15.
Me too. For Lola's.
Really?
Yeah, I have to figure out generations of recipes in 9 days.
And I have to come up with a menu worthy of a magazine. The featuring was in Savory, South Florida.
That's great.
That's great.
Well, good luck. I should get back to the restaurant.
Okay.
Make sure you call my brother.
Yeah, I will. It's good seeing you.
A closed sign on the window at Munch.
Ooh, something smells good.
It's a mojo marinade for a fresh red snapper.
Can I try?
Oh, please.
Kev takes a spoonful.
Oh, wow. What's wrong?
It's bitter. How much sour orange juice did you use?
Well, it was tasting a bit dull.
Well, at least I got my recommended dose of vitamin C for the entire year. Hey, there's a bad joke. I'm sorry.
No, it's not you. It's just I ran into my ex today, the chef.
Tony, right?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It went.
That bad, huh? You know, you never told me what happened between you two.
To make a long story short, we applied to a cooking school in Paris. Mm. It was a dream of ours, you know, an adventure that we wanted to do together. But neither of us got in, so we bought a food truck instead.
Sarah's, right?
It was supposed to be called Cubish for part Cuban Irish fusion. We just started working on the menu when the spot opened up at the school. Yeah, they offered it to Tony.
And he put the kibosh on Cubish.
Yep, he was gone within a week.
Well, he's a fool for leaving you. What's he doing in town anyway?
He's here for his niece's quinceañera.
Kismet?
Or kiss of death?
And I thought I was a dramatic one?
No, it's just, I thought cooking for this was going to be fun. And now my cooking is going to be compared to his. You know, the parties have a lot of the same guests. Oh, and they're profiling him for Savory.
The quinceañera feature?
Yep.
Well, I read about that. You should submit your name. The editor loved your food when you were here.
Yeah, for the food I prepare every day. I am way out of my element here, Kev.
Well, what better motivator to get in your element? You opened this restaurant because you love a challenge. So challenge yourself.
Not this night.
You're no fun.
Let's try.
Okay, exactly how many oranges did you use?
Okay, all right.
All right, I think we're good. You want to try it?
Yes.
Let me know what you think, okay? All right.
The Fresno chili tastes really good in there.
You like it, huh?
It's like perfect with the sour orange.
Well, let me tell you, I used a little hint instead of vinegar. Mama's recipe with a twist.
You know, your father doesn't like anything spicy.
Well, he married it, didn't he?
Aw.
I love being here cooking with you guys. I miss it so much. Give me a second.
Tony picks up his phone.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Nice to finally have you home.
Yeah, it's good to be back, man.
Grab a beer, something to eat?
Yeah, let's do it, for sure.
How about Munch?
Sarah's place. I don't know, is that a good idea?
I mean, you've been telling me so many good things about it.
No, she'll disown me as a brother.
Come on, man. I mean, I'm just curious about the food. You know, we had a good talk today.
Fine, at your own risk.
All right, see you later.
Tony hangs up.
All right.
Status?
Yeah, sorry to that didn't work.
How did that go?
Well, I apologize for one.
So you guys are good?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe. What? You asking me if I wanted to be friends, so I want to be friends.
Inside report?
Why is he here?
Who's he?
Tony.
Oh, he's more like 5 stars
hey,
in person.
Hey, my man, Tony.
What's up, bro?
Oh,
how you doing, man?
I should have known.
To see you, man.
See you, my dude.
Got you a beer.
Oh, got some thanks. Food.
Yeah. That's it, man.
Thank you. All days.
Thank you. Thanks.
Hey there. Got some stout braised steak with stacked chips, some Irish malted bread with honey butter, and lamb cobbler.
Nice. Looks good. Oh, man, this is good. Compliments to the chef.
Thanks. I'll let her know.
You're right about the vibe in here. It's nice.
Yeah, Sarah actually wants to open up another place.
Really, where?
South Beach, hopefully.
I'd like to hear about it. Can we have breakfast?
Oh, actually, Lola and I are going dress shopping in Coconut Grove.
Okay, that's nice. Enjoy.
Enjoy the food.
Thank you.
Tony takes a drink.
I just want to talk shop.
Oh, sure you do.
Okay.
Tony jogs on the sidewalk.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Where are you going?
Get my dress. Benita finally finished the final alterations, and then I have an open house, and then I'm going to the bakery.
Where's the dress shop?
It's in Coconut Grove.
Okay, why don't I meet you there? I take Teresa home, and then you can go straight to your open house.
Since when do you like shopping?
It's not about shopping, okay? Uh-huh. I want to spend time with my niece, that's all.
Okay, but we're leaving, like, right now.
Okay, then go to the bakery. I'll take a shower, and then you'll pick up his car. I'll probably meet you there.
Okay. That'll help.
All right. See you there.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Benita.
They hug.
This is my sister-in-law, Sara.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Your dresses are beautiful.
Oh, when it can double for a parachute, my work is done. I'm just kidding, of course. I take my work very seriously.
Mm-hmm. Sara's offered to buy Lola the emerald green dress she wanted. Please say you still have it.
Yes, you are in luck. The last one off the rack. It's my most popular color this year. Apparently, pastels are out this season.
Good to know.
I just finished the alterations on this other one last night.
Oh, this is gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
The shopkeeper brings out a green dress.
Let me get you some shoes to try with it.
Lola follows the shopkeeper.
Queen Sara has a nice winter.
Tony, what are you doing here?
I came to give Teresa a ride. Oh, she'll be here in a minute.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I really had a good time last night. I liked your place. The food is amazing.
Thanks.
Do you think I can take her to dinner tonight? Give you a day off from cooking.
Here she is.
Wow, you never look so beautiful.
It's just gorgeous.
I really love it.
Every hair.
The color.
Seriously?
Maria?
Dolores, how are you?
He estado mejor. You know each other?
Yes, we're old friends.
Same weekend, same color dress. Perfect.
Can you get another dress?
We had this one custom made, Tony.
I can find another one. It's okay.
No, it's not okay.
Lola shouldn't have to give up wearing her favorite color on the most special night of her life. Right, Maria?
That would be as crazy as you trying to steal Teresa's thunder for a second time, Dolores.
Green
is in honor of Lola's Irish heritage. The dress, a proud tribute to two cultures.
But green with envy isn't a good color on anyone, is it?
Is that what you think?
Go. Maria and Teresa walk out.
Yeah, don't mess with the dress.
Exterior of home. Dolores sits at a table.
I can't believe you got a different dress. My daughter's too nice sometimes.
It's okay. I don't want the drama, Mom. Anyway, you know how much I love pastels.
Did you hear how Maria spoke to me? And she still hasn't RSVP'd to the new date.
But can't you just talk to her? I feel like this whole thing's getting really blown out of proportion.
It's a little bit more complicated than that, Sara.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Did what? What's going on?
No, it's just Kevin submitted Lola's quince to Savory South Florida magazine, and they picked us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm definitely telling them I am too busy.
Teresa's gonna be in the magazine with her uncle Tony. She posted something on her page.
Lola holds up her phone.
No. Tell that magazine yes. If Teresa and her family can be in it, so can we. This is going to be the best meal anyone has ever tasted. Right, Sara?
Right.
All right, ladies. Leave that work for later, because I got you lobster carpaccio salad with mango sorbet. Teresa, do you want to do the honors, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Maria takes a bite of the food.
How's the sauce?
Delicious.
Mm. Amazing.
Everything has to have a twist. What's wrong with traditional?
Don't worry, I can do that, too.
With a twist.
You see, small girl in the house. Keep learning, huh? Mm.
A message from Tony pops up.
Is he asking me out? No. I'm just gonna talk.
Text, pick you up at 7. I'll meet you there, but I still have to check with Kevin.
Okay, do you guys mind if I go to dinner tonight?
With who?
With Sara. She wants to talk to me about something.
About what?
I don't know, maybe about your behavior?
Oh, that's not nice.
It's not.
That's not nice.
Sara walks into the restaurant.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Oh, great. Thanks.
You look so beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I remember when your mom was a prep cook here.
Yeah, I mean, she worked here for like 15 years. I always wanted her to get her own place, you know? Her food is so good.
Oh, it was the best. Why didn't she?
Well, you know, my parents used to live from paycheck to paycheck. I think something like this was not in the cards. That's exactly why I was so desperate to get my own place. Why don't I help them?
Two canchancharas.
Oh, hey, wow, hey, Ernesto.
Thank
Thanks, man. Thank you.
On the house.
Oh, really? Thank you, man. Appreciate it. You remember Sara Kelly? She owns Munch now.
Yes, wonderful.
You want to join us for a minute? Drop a chair. Yeah?
Please.
Try this.
Cheers.
Cheers. Let me know what you think about this. This is really good.
Oh, it's delicious. Was that lime juice, rum, and honey, right?
Yes.
Well, I could serve that at Lola's party.
For sure. I mean, quinceañera con chanchara, that sounds good.
Oh, catchy.
And it's said to have healing powers.
Well, then it's definitely going on the menu.
Hey, man, I'm sorry I haven't been here in such a long time. Work, you know.
Hey. Perfect timing. I'm selling.
You're selling this place? Come on, man. You're an institution around here. You can't do that.
Ay, gracias, mi brother. It's been a good run. Hey, great to see you, Tony.
Pleasure, man.
May I recommend the Palomilla steak?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Tony looks at Sara as she smiles. Sara turns and sees two women at another table. She smiles.
That's why I became a chef right there.
Yeah? What?
Smiling customers. Sometimes I sneak a peek to see if they're enjoying their food. Their faces say it all, for better or for worse.
Look at you, huh? Never thought of it that way.
Well, Mom and Dad were such foodies. They were always so encouraging anytime I wanted to try another recipe, especially if it was Irish.
Yeah, I'm sure they would have been very proud of you with the restaurant.
Sara nods.
Yeah.
so you should know.
Yeah.
The magazine's gonna include us too.
Really? That's amazing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's gonna send Maria over the edge.
You know, Maria needs to relax, man. She's been taking this way too seriously. I've been out of here for like 2 years. You know, I just want to have a good time.
Do you miss home?
Yeah. You know what? I miss a lot of things around here.
They look at each other as they walk by the water.
Do you have a girlfriend? Because I heard...
No, I don't have a girl. You know, I had one, but we broke up.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. I think I just realized that two shifts is like, it's a flick. You know, you start out with high hopes. If you don't pay attention, it falls flat. The schedule was crazy. And to be honest, well, chemistry wasn't there.
They stop walking and stare at each other.
What?
Sarah looks down.
It's beautiful out here, huh?
Yeah, it is. But I should get going.
Yeah, you walk.
They keep walking.
Buenos dias.
Hey, mijo, buenos dias.
What's going on here? I mean, never thought I'd miss the Macarena.
You know, Maria just wants the dance to be perfect.
Does it have to be this early on a Sunday morning?
You know, we're actually going salsa dancing with Maria and Esteban tonight. Come with us.
Dolores rushes into the kitchen.
I just got an email from Savory. The reporter wants to interview you tomorrow for the piece.
Okay, all right.
They had such a huge response on their page, and they loved your backstory so much, they want to make the feature the cover.
Wow.
Wait, what do you mean backstory?
Yes, it's between you and Sarah. They're going to decide based on the photo shoot and obviously whoever's food is best.
Photo shoot?
Yes, tomorrow after the interview, the girls will be there. You and Teresa are going to look so cute together. Tony, we have to get this cover for her.
Yeah.
Does it have to be tomorrow?
They want to have the cover ready since it goes to print a few days after the parties.
But I still need to finish the centerpieces, the seating plan, and order the flowers. And the food. How's the food?
Relax, Dolores. Sarah's got this.
Yeah, everything's been ordered. And I sent you the final menu for approval.
Maybe I could relax if I had a party planner and a choreographer. Have you seen Lola's dance?
Sarah shakes her head. Matt nods. Dolores hands Sarah her phone.
Pobrecita. Oh, okay. Wow.
Well, certainly proves two left feet in the family.
Well, Lola may not be the best dancer, but she's beautiful and smart. So get us that cover, Sarah.
Yeah, I'm on it. The main course is simmering as we speak.
Tony pulls up to Sarah's house in his convertible.
Hey, Donna, what's up?
The produce guys didn't bring cherry tomatoes. They brought cherries instead. 20 pounds of cherries.
All right. Go hold that. The grocery store down the block.
Mm-hmm. Have this guy run over enough tomatoes for the lunch and dinner services for today. He owes me a favor. Then do a cherry wine reduction for the dog. The rest give it to Armando. And the pastry guys, they know a dozen different cherry desserts.
Got it.
Should I be worried?
No, it's fine. I can do this.
All right, thank you, Tom.
That sounded intense.
Hey. That was my sous chef back in New York.
Yeah. Well, running a restaurant's like putting out a million fires every day.
Oh, tell me.
All right, try delegating more. Remember why you became a chef in the first place. Kevin runs the show for me every Sunday.
Okay.
So, are you gonna tell me why you're at my house?
Oh, yeah. Well, Matt told me where you live. I hope you don't mind I came by. You know, the only person I know in Miami who rides their bike everywhere they go.
Have you seen my car?
No.
Come in.
They walk into the house.
Welcome.
Nice house. Like it. Whoa, what's that smell? Making ropa vieja?
It's
been cooking for hours. I just went out to get some stuff to try and tweak it.
Look at this Irish girl turning Cuban on me. I like it.
So, what's going on?
Well, you know, it's magazine cover, man. It's like people are forgetting what the real reason to celebrate is. The girls.
I know, right? I don't even think I can live up to it. Or what Dolores wants, for that matter. Just ask my ropa.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to try it?
Try it?
Yeah?
Isn't that like eating with the enemy?
Oh, right. Sorry.
Oh, come on. I'm just kidding. Of course I want to try it. Let's see. All right. Well, it looks good.
All right. Oh, I'm kind of nervous.
Oh, that's a big bite right there.
Okay.
Okay.
Go easy on me.
Sarah feeds Tony a bite.
Woo!
Sarah grits her teeth.
Is that bad?
No, it's not bad. It's just, you know, it's just difficult to get the taste just right. Because you know how Cubans are. We are a little difficult. You know, we sometimes don't like the Cuban food so spicy, but then it becomes so boring. So, do you have chile habanero?
Oh, yeah, I just got it, actually.
You have a knife?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And sometimes what I do, too, is that I add a little bit of something sweet to offset the spice.
You know what? I have a crazy idea.
Yeah?
What if we try have it somewhere here? Mint.
Mint?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. It's a little off, but you know what? Nothing wrong with trying something new.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Been doing a lot of that lately.
That's what cooking is all about. Seeing what works. Right?
Do you remember our idea for the food truck? The main course. Ropa pie. It was like our take on Ropa shepherd's pie.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to forget. Perfect Cuban Irish fusion.
Even though I had no clue how to cook Cuban.
Yeah, I didn't know how to cook Irish either.
They smile.
What did you end up naming the food truck anyway, after I left?
Just Sarah's.
Tony winces.
What do you think if we make the Ropa pie? The way we were supposed to do it years ago. What do you think?
I'm game.
Sarah presses dough. She uses a knife to cut the dough around the edge of the pan. She takes the pan out of the oven. Tony spoons meat from a pot onto the crust. They put dough over the top. Sarah pokes it with a fork. She puts it in the oven.
Wow, that thing looks beautiful.
And there we have it, a Cubish creation.
Nice. And you see, that's what cooking is all about.
It's fun, right?
Fun. Having a great time. We're always such a good team.
Yeah, we were.
Tony smiles.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like if I hadn't left?
Sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
Sarah looks away from Tony.
Well, we shouldn't let this get cold.
Yeah, we don't really need a plate, right?
No.
All right.
They both put forks into the pie.
Ready?
They each take a bite.
Mm. Oh, my God. Oh, my. This is so good. And you know what? I can't believe what I'm about to say, but the meat works.
The cool offsets the hot.
My mom would love this, man. Wow. Mm. By the way, do you want to come dancing with us tonight? My family would love to see you.
Oh, I still have so much to do.
Breaks? You can take breaks.
Yeah, but...
You're allowed to. Come on.
We have a photo shoot tomorrow, and... Trust me, you don't want to see me turn into a pumpkin. And then there's the moves. You know how bad those can be.
Come on, stop with the excuses. I'll lead.
Sarah smiles and looks up.
Okay.
Tony drives up to a nightclub. Sarah gets out the passenger side.
Ready?
Sort of.
What's up?
They walk inside.
Yeah, perfect. Oh, man. All right, we're here. Ready?
We're ready.
Ready for this night.
What do you think about the finish, huh?
Am I ready?
See how far we are.
Oh, hey!
Good
to see all of you again.
How are you?
Tell me, how is Dolores doing?
Good, she's good. You should call her.
Does she want me to?
Definitely.
Really? Because she seems very upset. Well, for starters, she said you still haven't RSVP'd. Ay, Dios mío. I completely forgot. Thank you for reminding me.
Is there something else going on between you two?
I mean, if there is, it's a mystery to me.
What are we waiting for? Everyone, let's dance. Come on.
Go. Let's go. Let's have a little dance already. Okay, come on. So, first thing we're going to do is let the music in, all right?
Okay.
Let it all in. All right? Enjoy.
Oh, boy.
Because this is very important, all right? I'm going to take around the world.
The couples all dance.
There you go.
They switch partners. Tony holds Sarah's hands as they laugh. Tony's parents look on and smile. Tony dips Sarah down.
Oh, man. That was a workout, huh?
Ooh, that was quite a workout.
Have a good time. I'm out of shape. I guess too much cooking lately.
What happened?
Wow.
Hi. Can I get a grapefruit daiquiri, please?
That's a refreshing choice. Okay. I'll have the same thing, please. Gracias.
You were never a fruity drink guy.
We're in Miami. I guess it's fine.
They both smile.
Listen, can I ask you something personal?
Okay.
Why are you single? I mean, you're such a beautiful woman. You know, you're smart. And you know how to cook. I mean, that's amazing.
I just haven't met the right guy. You know, someone who can handle my hours, my passion for the restaurant. You know the deal.
Yeah, I know the deal.
Tony smiles and nods.
Oh, Sara, you know, my mom and dad. My dad used to work hours fixing cars and my mom in the kitchen. But they never complained. They were always so happy when they were together.
Tony gazes at Sarah. He takes her hand.
We had that once.
Tony smiles.
Two daiquiris for you.
All right, two daiquiris. Thank you. Gracias.
Cheers.
Oh. Let's try it. Cheers. Salud.
They walk out.
All right, so what do you think if we go out before I take you home? Check out the old neighborhood.
Why not? Party turned into a pumpkin.
Come on, yeah.
They park on a neighborhood street and Tony turns off the engine. They smile.
You know, it feels so strange being home and knowing someone else lives here now.
Remember when we got those walkie-talkies for Christmas?
Yes, I do. Of course I do. We'd have these long talks, window to window.
So much better than texting. We just clicked. Our families clicked.
Yeah. Yeah, those were good times. You know, I'm happy that my
my parents and Maria stayed here as long as they did, but sometimes I wish they never moved. This street has many memories. Mostly of you.
They look at each other.
You remember the first time we kissed? It was right there, in that tree. 4th of July weekend.
I can hear the fireworks.
Best 3 years of my life followed that kiss.
Sarah shakes her head.
And why was it so easy for you to leave?
It's not easy. I was just young, you know? I thought that. But to make something of myself, I have to leave Little Havana. I didn't know how good I had it here.
Tony purses his lips.
I miss you a lot.
Really?
Yes. You know, I wanted you to come with me to France.
Then why didn't you ask me?
How could I? When my dream was the only one coming true. I'm sorry about everything.
I forgive you, Tony.
I gotta tell you, I'm impressed with everything you have accomplished. It actually makes me a little jealous, you know?
What? Why?
Because you are, like, living out your dreams, you know? You're living out your passion and actually having fun while you're doing it. You got it all figured out.
Thanks. But honestly, I feel like I'm trying to convince people I'm worthy. I'm not trying to prove myself.
Well, you've done that as far as I'm concerned.
Did you tell that to the bank?
What is that? You hear the music?
Oh, that's Lola. She's practicing with her court. Actually, would you mind coming in for a minute?
Oh, no, I don't mind. Let's go.
Sarah smiles as she closes the car door. Couple stands inside the house. Sarah and Tony walk up.
Rodriguez.
You can call me Tony, please. So I see you doing the mambo, huh?
Trying.
Actually, Tony here has some really, really good moves. Maybe he could show you a thing or two.
Sorry, dance emergency.
Yeah. I see. All right, let's go then. Yeah, keep going.
Sarah grimaces.
Give me some hips. You gotta have some hips. No hips, no girl, alright?
Tony dances with Lola.
Four. Hey! There you go. Alright, good point. You wanna jump in? Alright.
I forgot everything I learned.
Not a point, alright? Come on.
Sarah and Tony get out of the car at Sarah's house.
Thank you for tonight. It really helped out Lola. You are very, very patient.
Actually, thank you for coming.
Just don't tell Maria, maybe?
Don't worry. My lips are sealed.
They stand close to each other on the front porch. They kiss.
Tony, it's just not a good idea.
Why not?
You're going back to New York, and you said it yourself, two chefs, not a recipe for success.
Tell me I'm wrong, but I know we have something here.
And we had something a long time ago, too. I'll see you at the shoot tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks for tonight.
Yeah. Sarah looks shocked as she stands inside.
Wait, this is all for us?
Yes, baby, this outfit is beautiful. It's gorgeous.
It's amazing, huh?
I love it.
You happy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't RSVP. We're going. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Stefan. Nice to meet you all in person, and welcome to your kitchen for the day. I'll be running the photo shoot, and Sarah, the editor, sends his regards.
Tony turns and looks at Sarah.
I'm Megan. I'll be writing the article and doing the interviews.
Thank you so much for including us.
It's an honor.
All right, ladies, if you'll follow me, we have hair and makeup in the trailers. All right, come this way.
Don't get pampered. Bye, guys.
Follow me? So who would like to be interviewed first?
Oh, Deacon.
That is first.
No, really, he's the bro.
Oh, come on.
So why'd you become a chef? Let's just say I'll never get tired of hearing the words, my compliments to the chef. Understandable.
Well, I loved cooking ever since I was a little kid. I would get in the kitchen with my mom and spend hours with her.
So what kind of food can we expect at the quinceañera?
There'll be a lot of old recipes from Lola's grandmother.
My mom's classic Cuban dishes with a little bit of a twist.
Arroz con pollo.
Well, you are up for the cover against an award-winning chef. Is a star really all it's cracked up to be?
Well, not always, but I mean, Tony's an amazing chef.
So tell me, how would you feel if an amateur gets the cover?
An amateur gets the cover? You know, I gotta tell you something. Sarah doesn't have an award, but she's good cooking. Besides, I don't think this is about that. I think this is about the girls, you know, about the food, you know, to show her how much we care about her and how much we love her.
This food is from my heart and soul. It's my gift to Lola. This is gonna be spicier than I thought.
The two girls leave their trailers.
Oh, the camera's gonna love you too.
Oh, you're beautiful.
Let's set the set. All right, friends, are we ready? All right, big smiles now, big smiles. Good, good, good. All right, let's cross our arms. Cross our arms right here. Keep those arms crossed,
yeah?
Okay. Yeah, right here. Perfect. Give me a little jug, Teresa. Quite perfect. Yeah, right here. Great, Sarah, put that frosting right on her nose, right on her nose. Oh, I love it. Perfect, Sarah. If you could pick up those two numbers for me. Yep, right? Right at that camera.
Oh, no! It's an actual egg.
I love the kid. So let's get some hair. Yeah, let's see. Yep. All right, perfect, everybody. And friends, that is a wrap. Incredible job, everybody.
How'd they walk in this dress in the sand? Me too. Hey, you're great today. So are you. Teresa, I'm sorry that my party's the day before yours.
It's okay. I get it.
There's just so much drama with Quinces anyway.
And Mom's obsessed with everything being perfect.
Yeah, what's up with our moms anyway? They barely even talk anymore.
I know.
Come, Lola. We need to get home.
Bye.
Bye.
Mama. Well, that was more fun than I thought it'd be.
Yeah, it was fun. Hey, listen, you want to go grab a bite? You know, looking at all that food made me hungry.
Yeah, I really need to get to the restaurant before Kevin files a missing person report.
All right, see you.
Thanks.
Tony leans against his car.
My friend, the sous chef at Ernesto's?
Yep.
Just said it went on market today.
Oh, yeah, I heard that was going to happen.
Get a bid in, fast. It's popular. You know how restaurants go around here?
I don't even have my financing together.
Well, worry about that when your bid gets accepted. You'll find a way this time.
Sarah raises her eyebrows. Exterior of a home. Sarah reaches for her phone from bed as it rings. She picks it up.
Hello?
Hey, did you see the savory post?
No.
You're gonna wanna check out their page and make an offer on Ernesto's today. I sent you the realtor's number and asking price.
Wow, you really know how to wake up a girl, huh?
Rise and shine.
Uh, Sarah opens her laptop.
What do we got here? Who will grace the next Savory South Florida magazine cover? Chef Sarah Kelly or Chef Tony Rodriguez? He says she's an amateur. She says the star isn't all it's cracked up to be. Amateur? Seriously?
She types Ernesto's into a search page. She smiles as she sees the for sale page.
Tony, you need to come see this.
Maria looks at the Savory page on her laptop.
Look at this.
She said that about me?
Look what you said about her.
No, I said she's a great chef. That's what I said.
Oh, it has a lot of likes.
Wow, this is how she repays me, huh? You know, I gave her the tip for Ropa Vieja and helped Lola with the dance.
Why?
Because that's the right thing to do.
Okay, I'm totally reposting this on my story.
No, Teresa, don't do it. Don't do it, please.
Oh, and I heard Ernesto's is on the market.
I'm starting to regret I pushed you into doing this party.
You know what? Maybe Tony has a point. I'm trying to cook authentic Cuban for the first time for 150 people.
Well, did he train under a French chef?
Yes. And he was praised for cooking food he didn't grow up with. Listen, you respect our traditions and our food, and you're taking the time to learn both. That's what matters.
Thank you, Dolores. So, I did something today.
What?
I made an offer on Ernesto's.
Really? That's great!
Yeah, I figure the bank will give me the same smaller loan they were offering before, and I can sell much to raise the rest.
I thought you were going to keep it.
Well, this is the only way I have a chance at it. Oh, I'll get it.
Dolores looks as Sarah walks to the door. She opens it and sees Tony.
Hey, Matt told me you were here.
Thanks, Matt.
Why did you say those things about me?
I could say the same to you.
Listen, amateur was not my word. It was hers. I mean, what's the point of a star if it doesn't mean someone's better?
Have you ever wondered why it's always male chefs winning awards for their fine dining? Only 20% of all chefs are women, and most can't even get funding for anything other than a mom-and-pop place. We're worthy, too, of financing and awards and magazine covers.
I'm sorry. Okay. Listen, you know I think you're talented.
And you know I think your accomplishment is amazing. When you say it could be so salacious.
Oh, man. I don't know what we're doing. I mean, we've known each other for too long to let admiration come between us. You know I care about you. A lot.
You and I.
I know we're in different places in our lives right now, but better places.
Yeah, but 1,000 miles apart instead of 4,000.
Okay, how about if I come to Miami more often? I mean, we're both busy anyway. We can take it day by day. See where things go.
Long distance?
She shakes her head.
I can't go down this road with you again. Not even to see where it goes.
Lola eavesdrops.
You really hurt me, Tony.
Sarah shuts the door. Lola gets on her bed and opens her laptop.
Hey.
Hey.
So your uncle was at my house talking to my aunt. I think they like each other.
They're sort of cute together.
Yeah, but my aunt told him it's not gonna happen.
Poor tío Tony. Everyone's acting so weird. It's supposed to be about family and everyone coming together for us right now.
I know. I just want our moms to be friends again.
We used to practically live at each other's houses.
Now we need to end this family feud.
Yeah, but how?
Tony walks into the room and pulls up a seat next to his mom.
Hola, mom.
Hola, mijo.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien. What are you thinking?
What makes you think I'm thinking about something?
Oh, yo te parí. I know you well.
I talked to Sara this morning.
I can't tell you like her again, mijo.
I I did. And I still do.
So tell her.
I did. Sort of. I felt like she wasn't into it. You know, I felt like, I don't know, like maybe our past, the distance.
So move home. I can always hear in your voice how much you miss Miami. You are happier here.
I know, Mom, but I have a life in New York, you know, and I have to go back pretty soon.
Now, you have work in New York, and that's important. But as far as I'm concerned, your life is here with your real family and friends.
I know, Mom. I know, but I don't know. It's just, you know, I can't just throw everything away. You know, I fought so hard.
I don't have all the answers, mijo. But I know sometimes the best things come from big risks. When your father came to America from Cuba, he told me he would send for me later. It was the hardest thing I ever did, saying goodbye. I was terrified that I would never see him again. But I had to let go. I had to trust. So if you love her, you'll find a way.
Asari were closed sign on Ernesto's. Tony takes a drink of a cocktail.
It's pretty good, man. So here's the thing. I like to make an offer in the restaurant. Keep it the way it is.
That's great, but this is a little awkward. Your girlfriend just made me an offer.
Said I made a bid?
This morning.
She's my friend, by the way.
Oh. Well, here's the thing. I have a higher bidder than her. I put this place on the market, and it was like a feeding frenzy.
You think Sarah can go higher?
The realtor says she can. But if you can beat the top bid, my place is yours. I'd love to sell it to a friend. Keep it authentic.
Hey there.
Hey.
Tony gets out of his car.
Where are you going? All right?
Hey.
Listen, I went to see Ernesto.
Yeah, apparently you outbid me. Congratulations.
No, wait. Somebody else outbid you, and I'll beat that person. I would never do that to you.
Why didn't you tell me you were putting in an offer?
You didn't tell me either.
Because I didn't want you to feel sorry for me if I didn't get it. Which is what's happening right now.
Listen, hear me out, okay? Since I want to open a place, and I don't have the time to be all in, I thought you might be interested in being my partner. What do you think?
Like 50-50?
I hadn't thought about the number yet, but you can be in charge. You know, I can come home every other week. I give Ernesto a bit that can work for both of us.
I haven't seen you for 10 years. You ride into town and suddenly want to go into business together? Look, I know you mean well, but I don't need rescuing, Tony. And I certainly don't need anyone planning my future behind my back.
No. That was not my intention, Sarah. Okay? I just thought we can do something together, something great together.
No. Thank you, though.
Tony shakes his head. Exterior of a home.
Party favors. Check. Centerpieces. Check. Accessories and shoes. Good. And the laptop has all the photos and videos. Oh, and the easels.
Already in the van.
Yeah, and most of the food was delivered last night. I brought the cake to the club. Oh, the kitchen staff is great.
I told you.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick up the meat after I drop all this stuff off.
Great, and I'll start cooking. I can't believe it's almost time.
This is Matt. Oh, no.
Dolores looks at Matt.
No, are you serious? Yeah, we can talk about rescheduling later. Thank you.
What happened?
The manager from the club said there was a kitchen fire overnight.
What? Ay, no, no.
Wait, listen, we can still have it in the backyard.
There's too many people, and everything but the meat's probably ruined.
I'm sure that they will give you a new date with the same deal.
But everyone's coming tonight. Mommy and Papi's house is full of family. Ay, mi madre.
They will understand. Okay?
How am I gonna tell Lola? The magazine people are supposed to come tonight. This is a disaster.
I will call the magazine. Can you call Lola at the school?
She has a spare first period.
Okay. Well, at least she can get word out to her friends quickly.
Matt nods.
You should go.
Lola hangs up her phone.
Hey. Hey, what's going on?
The party's off. There's a problem with the club.
What? And can you reschedule?
I don't even think I want it.
No, you have to.
It's too stressful.
I have an idea.
Teresa and Tony sit on a couch.
A double quince? No. This is your night. This is for our family.
Mommy, the Kellys used to be like family, okay? We need to help them.
Maria?
Can we tell them to come to the rehearsal tonight?
Maria rolls her eyes.
We are not their charity case. Please, Mom. But you need a special night. Just for you.
And why wouldn't it be special with all our friends and family there?
She's got a point. We could give the Sanchez's the money we were going to give to the club. And the meat.
And the party favors and flowers.
Dolores, I think it could work.
But I'm barely talking to Maria.
Ay, caramba. We know, Mom.
Fine. But I want supper tables.
Dolores leaves the room.
Well, this should be interesting.
Lola looks at Sarah. Lola puts on makeup.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm gonna need a t-shirt after this. I survived a quince catastrophe.
Character building.
It would be so much better if our moms are getting along.
Yeah.
Sarah sits down next to Lola.
And what about you and Tony?
What about us?
I heard you two talking at the front door.
Oh. You're just like me, the way I used to spy on your dad. It's complicated with us.
But if you like him?
It wouldn't work.
Are you going to cook with him at least for the party? You've worked so hard.
We'll see. But what we really need to talk about is Maria and Dolores. I think I might be able to fix it. Gonna need your help.
Exterior of the restaurant.
So we're going to divide everyone into main course and appetizer duty tomorrow. All right, we're gonna have a lot of people coming. So better be ready. All right, keep moving. All right, let's go. Hey, Sara.
Don't read into it. Can leave you on your own with all these meals. And trust me, this is when you want the food truck, bro.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you for coming. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Dolores and Matt come in with gifts.
Thank you for doing this.
It's for Lola. Y entonces...
The mambo.
The mambo. Mommy, I think I actually like the dolls here and the flowers over there. Come on in, ladies. Okay, so after the DJ announces the parents and the padrinos, and then you two for your grand entrance, you'll make your speeches while you light the candles. We'll do the traditions and then the main course before the dance number. So if you girls want, take the courts out and keep practicing while we finish the run through.
We'd actually like to practice part of our speech.
Oh, yes, of course. Let's do it.
Lola and Teresa get in position. Maria sits down.
They say it takes a village to raise a family. And in our case, it was two houses on Delfina Street. Two moms who shared everything, including raising us. Mrs. Sanchez, you were like a second mom to me. And Miss Kelly, you were the same to me. If I had a scraped knee or a broken arm, it didn't matter what house we ran to. We knew we'd be loved and taken care of. We didn't have a lot back then, but to us, our world was perfect. We were protected and loved by one big family. Now please, take a look at the screens.
Oh,
Baby pictures on the screen.
Wow.
A picture of Lola and Teresa playing together. A photo of them from the recent shoot.
I'm sorry, Maria.
I'm sorry too, but please tell me what I did.
You barely talked to me. It's like I'm not good enough for you anymore.
Of course you're good enough. I'm sorry, I've just been so busy with work and with Teresa's school and now this party, but you're right, I need to be better. Wait, is there something else?
You really don't know. You knew how much we loved your house. And you took a stranger's bid over ours.
I explained to you what happened. They paid cash and they offered over asking, so we took it.
I thought loyalty and friendship were more important to you than money.
The Lord is.
Maria shakes her head.
I'm gonna make this up to you. I'm gonna find you a great house and I'm gonna make the best deal. We're family.
Dolores and Maria embrace.
And these girls, get over here.
They each hug their daughter and then all hug.
Okay, okay, let's get this rehearsal started.
Oh, has anyone heard anything from the magazine reporter?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I talked to her. I told her what happened. She wasn't happy. They like the dueling chef angle so much, it probably won't run as a cover anymore. You ready for this?
Oh, ready. Send them out.
Guests begin to arrive. A photo of the two girls holding up 15 signs. Tony passes sauce to Sarah in the kitchen.
Here you go. Looks all right. Looking good, huh?
Sarah, Tony.
What's up, Kat?
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Good to see you. Good. Hey, you guys are done for the night. Like, seriously, go enjoy the party.
Thanks.
Really? You close the restaurant? You are such a wonderful man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You came.
Because of you and Tony. That call you made to my editor made quite the splash. The story of two families coming together was far better than stirring up drama that, if I'm being honest, really wasn't there. Oh, and I brought you something you might be interested in.
Tonight, we are celebrating the wonderful transition from childhood to womanhood for two sensational señoritas. And now, the moment we've all been waiting for. Let's put our hands together for our first quince queen, nuestra primera reina de esta noche, Teresa Sánchez!
The crowd applauds as Teresa walks out. Maria smiles.
And now, our second quince queen, nuestra segunda reina de esta noche, Lola Kelly!
Lola walks up and poses. The crowd applauds.
Applause, applause, applause!
Maria and Dolores light candles. They blow out the large candles.
So thank you, Mom and Dad.
Mommy and Papi, for giving us the best life.
And the best celebration.
I know it was a labor of love. Te queremos mucho.
We love you so much.
Lola hugs her parents. Teresa hugs her parents. The crowd applauds. Lola and Teresa smile. Two girls bring out high heels on pillows. Their mothers take their shoes off. They put the heels on them. Teresa holds a doll. They two girls hand their dolls to the girls who brought the heels.
Let's give it up for Lola and Teresa, our beautiful women.
The crowd applauds.
Well, before we eat, we have two more people to thank. Our aunt and uncle, Sarah and Tony. Not only for this amazing food tonight, but just for always being there for us. Sometimes two ingredients may not look like they go together. Like mint and habanero peppers. But just give it a chance, and it might surprise you. We never thought we'd be up here celebrating together, but we wouldn't change it for anything. We hope everyone has a great time tonight. Enjoy the food!
You heard the ladies. Taco Man!
Lola and Teresa toast.
The rubber vieja is delicious. So much flavor.
Now we have a wonderful surprise for you all. The queens and their courts would like to show you something they've been working very hard on.
Lola and Teresa and guest stance. Crowd looks on. Lola and Teresa dance over to each other and join hands. The guest dancers encircle them and raise their hands. Lola and Teresa join hands and hug. Sarah comes over to Tony and pats his shoulder. Tony stands up and follows Sarah to the stage.
All right, can we have everyone's attention, please? Girls, can you come over, please?
Come close. We have a few things we'd like to say.
Well, we've learned that a quinceañera is like creating a new recipe. You know, a lot of trial and error. Sometimes you add a little bit of this, try a little bit of that. Sometimes it can take a while to get it right, but some dishes are worth the effort because they're that special.
Lola and Teresa, we are so proud of the maturity you showed bringing our families together again.
You're very special women, and you deserve the best.
It was an honor to be a part of tonight. Happy birthday, and always keep today in your heart.
Felicidades.
And without further ado,
Sarah removes the covering. Dolores gasps as she sees the savory magazine cover with all four. So do Teresa and Lola. Tony and Sarah smile at the girls and then at each other. Tony leans on the railing on the balcony.
Tonight was really special.
Yes, it was. I mean, food was definitely a hit. I saw a lot of smiles in there.
And your idea to talk to the editor of Savory? Thank you for that, by the way.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Tony, about the restaurant. I realize after this whole venture, we really do make a good team. I know.
Really? That's good.
And I was thinking if the offer is still open.
Yes, it is.
Sarah nods.
I know what I said. Can I do it alone? Now listen, I'm sorry if I did this behind your back. Okay.
Sometimes I'm too proud for my own good.
Yeah, yes, you are.
I'd like to do the partnership.
Okay. That sounds good to me. We can do whatever split you like. 60-40 for you?
70-30. I figure 70% is about what I can afford, and we can go from there.
Okay, deal.
Okay. So I guess this means I'm going to be seeing a lot more of you?
Tony smiles. They kiss. Fireworks go off behind them as they kiss. Text, 6 months later. Their families stand out front of Now Cubish and applaud.
Welcome, everyone, to the grand opening of Cubish.
So glad you can make it.
Yeah, so whether you're Irish.
Woo-hoo! Or Cuban.
Yeah. Or you just like fine dining served with a side of comfort. We hope you enjoy.
Oh, that's cool. Come on.
You tried. Enjoy. Enjoy, beautiful. Oh, thank you.
Oh, we did it.
Tony and Sarah kiss on the balcony. They turn and see their families watching them.